Could you tell us a little bit about what the project is, how it came to you, and so forth?
Sure. So Everyday Ambassadors is a project that we designed and were commissioned to make for the Toronto 2015, the Pan Am Games. And so my company, Verity Creative, consists of myself as a director, my husband, Kaz, as a DOP, and we have an editor and a sound guy who work with us. So we heard through the grapevine they were looking for content for this festival that they're hosting in the, along with the Pan Am Games this summer, and it's called Panamania, and these are not sports-related. They're entirely about arts and culture. So they were looking for video content. They have a wide variety of content already. They have theater and opera and dance and a lot of music, all representative of the diversity in our region, but very little video. So they came to us, and they said, what could we create for this? So my husband Kaz is originally from Japan, and we started to think about what is missing in the conversation we have about diversity. And we wanted to go sort of beyond the token portrayals that we often see in the media, and really try to find people who had immigrated from another Pan Am country, who lived in Ontario, and who were doing something in arts and culture that was beautiful and meaningful and reflected both of their cultures. So that's really how we started that.
Okay, and how long did it take you to shoot all of the short films?
It took a very long time. We've been working on it for more than a year and a half now. It was quite a hefty undertaking just to find the subjects. I reached out to basically everyone we knew who could be helpful. So all of the arts councils, the Hispanic fraternities, the Caribbean communities, churches, basically everyone we could possibly think of, all of my contacts. And through that, some really interesting people came forward, and we were able to start the interview process. But the filming alone probably took at least 6 months, because we spent many hours with each person in pre-interviews and the interviews, and then a lot of B-roll footage. My husband had spent weeks with some of these families, so capturing their work and their lives in general. And we just finished before the launch of the games, because we had to, by the time we started editing and music and subtitling everything in two languages, it ended up being a very large undertaking.
Yeah, because you had to have it in, Spanish and Spanish and English?
Spanish and French. Everything's subtitled in Spanish and French, yes. So yeah, that was a requirement that that they did not realize that they had initially. And then when it came time for final deliverables, they said, they realized, oh no, we need to have it in two languages. So it was an exciting experience for us. It was an adventure. We've never before subtitled anything simultaneously in two languages. So we were worried about the huge amount of text, and we were concerned about trying to capture the essence of these people's stories in two other languages at the same time. But I think in the end, we managed to do that successfully. So it was great.
So the fact that you didn't know about the subtitling beforehand, and then you had to get it subtitled, did you do this internally? Do you speak Spanish, French, and English, or did you have to go externally? Was there a cost component that actually hurt you when it came to the film? How did that work?
Yes. Well, thankfully, they had some additional budget allocated for this. They were able to find money, because it is expensive, and we did so externally. I do speak French, but we had it... We worked with translators that we had worked with in the past, and that we really trusted, and we did it very collaboratively. Basically, for the subjects where it wasn't exactly clear, it wouldn't have translated exactly what they were trying to say. We tried sort of, there was a major component of interpretation, of trying to stay true to this person's story, and trying to envision what this person would have said in Spanish and in French. So we did so externally. It ended up being a great process, but I was glad that we were able to work with people that we had trusted and could really really believe in the project and understood these people and what they were trying to say. So that's how we were able to do that.